following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, May 20th through Thursday, May 26th, 2022. May 20th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, realize when you trust in my provision, you are at peace. The more you trust, the deeper your peace. It is when you start to worry about weaknesses in my provision that you lose your peace. Peace helps you to pray better and with more faith. Peace leads you along the path of greater solutions to your difficulties. It is the peace in your heart which Satan opposes most vehemently. He presents to your thoughts and imagination all sorts of scenarios which are contrary to your peace of heart. Your strength is in not giving in to any of these, but believing in the positive force of my provision. I always have a way around Satan's ruin of my plans. My ways are far and above anything Satan could imagine. Therein lies your peace. A note is given to read Psalm 9, 9-10. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 21st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the soul who trusts in the direction I am leading him is a most powerful instrument in my hands. I try to lead every soul through other people, events in the world, and the direction of his salvation. Most folks do not look for my direction or the choices I am urging them to make towards their own salvation and the welfare of the world around them. Most choose what is advantageous to them personally and not what is advantageous to the world or the general public. Every choice in each soul's life matters and counts towards the future of the soul's final judgment and the future of the world. Many small decisions combine to move the general population in a particular direction. Take, for instance, the sin of abortion. The general feel for freedom of choice has skewed the future by aborting those who could have changed the whole world. What seems like an individual right changes the world forever. Every sin changes lives and the world around you. Be a strong instrument in my hands by merit of your trust in me through obedience to my commandments. Your trust in this, my call to you, can change hearts and the world around you. A note is given to read Psalm 13, 5 through 6. But I have trusted in your merciful love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 22nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in the world there is much opposition to your personal holiness. It is not considered a priority by any means. The things of the world, materialism, reputation, appearance, are all passing, but are represented as all-important. Very often, it is not until the soul's judgment that he realizes what he was created for, his own salvation. I urge you, children, to turn away from the temporary joys of the world and make clear the path to your permanent home in heaven. Pray for your own personal holiness and make this your priority in life. I have prepared a place in heaven for each soul I create, for in heaven there is no concept of space. It grieves me to see how many souls disregard their call to personal holiness as a means of earning heaven. The way to holiness is holy love. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. May 23rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, while you are still in the world, prepare your souls for paradise. Hold no grudges in your heart. Forgive everyone, especially those who have done you the most harm. There is no anger or unforgiveness in heaven, only perfect peace, love, and joy. Unforgiveness stands in the way of many untold graces I wish to pour into the world. I cannot pour grace into a heart which is full of unforgiveness, resentment, and anger. There is no room. This same unforgiveness promotes terrorism, aggression, and persecution, all of which lead to war. Right reason finds no home in the unforgiving heart. On the cross, my Son forgave his enemies. Imitate him. A note is given to read Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 22. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, pray for unitive love every day. This is the holy love that binds you together and unites your purpose of prayer. Do not listen to Satan when he points out your differences. Be of one heart and mind so that I can use you most effectively. My joy is your unity, for in your unity is your strength. Surrender any differences you have with one another to me. I desire to make you whole in your efforts to expose and conquer evil. Satan's plan is to divide you. My plan is to unite you. In your hearts, search out the ways you are alike. These truths are your strengths. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, persevere in holy love in the face of every difficulty. It is in this way I will come to your aid in unexpected ways." When you reflect back upon certain situations, you will see how my hand of grace came to your aid. Always be thankful, even ahead of time, for the unanticipated ways I helped you amidst every difficulty. These are graces I reserved for you from the beginning of time. Every grace I give you is a sign of my love. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. May 26, 2022, the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, every present moment is the opportunity to choose good over evil. The most important times in any soul's life are now and at the hour of their death. Believe in this and live accordingly. Always choose obedience to my commandments, and you will choose your own salvation. My shield of favor covers those who live according to my commandments. Each present moment presents its own test of virtue. Pray to recognize the spiritual challenges. It is then that you can grow spiritually. No one is tested beyond his measure. If you strive to live within the confines of my commandments, I will assist you by exposing evil." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.